All right, if you had a daughter playing fast pitch softball and she got booted off of her Minneapolis Park Board field, so some adult rec league out-of-towner men's team could play there, you'd be ticked. That is what is happening with a group called 612 Fast Pitch, Minneapolis, volunteer organization, couple hundred girls playing softball. They're ticked at the Minneapolis Parks Department because they say there is massive inequities. And they posted a video describing some of the challenges that they're seeing at the fields that they're being assigned to.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. You know, if you take a step back and you look at the city of Minneapolis, you know, for a city that, you know, generally would pride itself on being progressive, our girls' athletics in the city are sort of in the stone ages. And sadly, you know, we don't have any dedicated playing facilities for fast pitch, or even facilities that are easily converted for fast pitch in the entire city. And whereas most cities, you know, crossed that bridge 20 years ago, Minneapolis, despite, you know, the work we've been doing, has still not crossed crossed that bridge.
Carl, what is the biggest issue when you look at the fields? What's the biggest challenge that you have with them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the biggest challenge is we have a really challenging governing system that is leading to inadequate playing facilities for our girls. You know, we've had the fortunate opportunity of building a really great relationship with the Minneapolis Park Board, and you know, they work sort of on behalf, obviously, of the citizens of Minneapolis. And they've passed two resolutions in 2023 and again this spring that outline immediate commitments to improving the playing facilities for our girls. And despite those resolutions, there's been no follow through and execution, even though substantial budget and commitment has been aligned to them. And so what ends up happening is our girls will get little blips where we'll get put on nicer fields, but then sports such as slow pitch will actually, adult slow pitch will actually push, not, and by the way, nothing against those teams, will actually push our girls off the fields from a scheduling perspective because they give prioritization to the slow pitch adult leagues over taxpaying citizens of Minneapolis and our children. And so that's the biggest problem is we just simply are not prioritized relative to boys baseball or adult slow pitch.
Carl Olfers is a parent and a coach and an advocate for better fields with 612 Fast Pitch, which is a fast pitch girls softball league. What could you explain a little bit about 612, Carl?
Yeah, we are a community and volunteer-led organization that serves the youth of Minneapolis, specifically our girls, for fast pitch teams so that they can play at a community travel ball level. We have, you know, well over 200 families that are part of 612. We are entirely volunteer led. Every single dollar that we get from a fees perspective goes back to either pay for the fields or the training or the coaching. Nobody within the 612 organization makes a single dollar. It's truly truly a labor of love. And you know, we've only been around for about 10 years now, but we field teams all the way from 8U through 18U, and have, you know, really been able to increase the access to the game for our girls that live in the city that otherwise, frankly, wouldn't really have access to the game in the traditional sort of park and rec teams and or the club teams. So we're really proud of what the organization has built and the access to the game that we've been able to provide.
So some of the fields, when you look at the issue with the fields that your girls have been assigned to, some of them, like, they're not lined correctly. They don't have sort of the pitching surface that you would expect. It's just stuff where, like, if you had a boys' little league team, or a boys or a men's softball team that the field wasn't lined or it was all weeded or whatever, people would be freaking out about it.
That's right.
That's the main issue, right? So what's the holdup?
Yeah, that's right.
If the park board is saying, like, let's do it, so what is the issue?
Yeah, I mean, the issue is the follow-through within the park organization, just to be blunt, has not been there. We've gotten resolutions. We've gotten budget. And, you know, if you look at the fields that are available in Minneapolis, there's some nice fields. Northeast Park just had a really nice softball complex that was built up there. Bryn Mawr just had a brand new softball complex built up there. Neiman's a great field. Boston's a great field. These are all developments that happened in the last 10 years. These are not old. You know, a lot of people think about the Minneapolis parks being old. These are 10, you know, all built within the last 10 years. Jason, not a single one of them accounted for the girls. And so what happens is anytime you now want to try to get the girls on those fields, they have to, you know, push around other programming, and they just fundamentally are prioritizing, the staff is fundamentally prioritizing slow pitch, you know, quote unquote, revenue generating, generating leagues over the youth of the city, given, and, you know, we're all taxpayers. And by the way, we're paying for the fields. It's not like we're getting them for free. We have to actually pay for them as part of 612. And so, you know, it's inertia, right? It's the reason that a lot of, you know, inequities stay in place. It's the inertia of the old system. And we need leadership, like true leadership, not just platitudes and words, which is what we've gotten from a lot of the park leadership. We need true leadership day to day that's going to fundamentally, you know, reset up these fields to allow our girls to be able to play on them and continue to have access to them.
I did reach out to the park board, and we're speaking with Carl Olfers, who is a parent, who is a coach, has kids who play in 612, girls who play in 612 fast pitch. And all the park board would tell me is that staff is focused on reaching a compromise to schedule the remaining games of the season at fields that are approved by both parties. That's not much of an explanation as to what's going on, really.
Yeah, it's really hard. You know, the reason you're getting that answer is it's really, frankly, quite inexcusable to be in the situation that we are. And the park board knows that, by the way. You know, if you look back at the Thompson resolution in 2023, it specified that six fields with temporary fencing and that meet fast pitch standards were to be implemented immediately. If you look at the resolution we got passed in 2025, just in March of this year, it specified that Boston 6 and 7 were to be the home for fast pitch fields for the girls until capital improvements were made to Linden Hills and to Todd Park. None of that has been executed against. And the fundamental problem is what you just said, which is this word compromise, right? In no other sport, right, if we're talking slow pitch, if we're talking baseball, would they require compromise to occur on a resolution that has been passed by the park board, which is supposed to be the overseeing governing body to the Minneapolis parks and their priorities and their funding. Because at the end of the day, it's not revenue fees from, you know, these little leagues that are funding our park system in Minneapolis. It's the taxpayers, right? The revenue fees are a drop in the bucket compared to what we're paying from a tax perspective. And it's a fundamental misalignment of priorities and incentives within the park system itself that just continues this this really broken model. And so that's why I feel for our park board allies, because they are allies. You know, the president, Commissioner Thompson, but those three have been tremendous allies.
It's the execution that is the issue.
And it's the execution.
That's why I wanted to have you on. I mean, sometimes you just need to put a little heat on to get the thing fixed. But
that's
like,
right.
There's no reason that adult leagues with, you know, suburban people or people from St. Paul or whatever should be in a better field than the girls from Minneapolis. Like, let's get it together.
That's right.
Carl Olfers. Thank you, Carl. We appreciate the time.
Awesome, Jason. Thank you for the time. And we, as 612 parents and citizens of Minneapolis, greatly appreciate the visibility that you're giving us.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Carl.